Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're watching this, you are very welcome. Today is the last Sunday in the church year. Next Sunday, we're into Advent. This Sunday, we call Christ the King Sunday. Let us worship God.
Let us pray. Loving God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, whose reign is beyond our earthly understanding of power and politics, who sits enthroned above heaven and earth, we come in hope and in joy to worship you this day. We come confessing our faults and failings, our attachment to this world of easy answers, our tendency to judge those and that which we do not understand or know, our habit of following the crowd rather than your Son, our Saviour. Help us as we seek to bring closer and live within your kingdom of love, acceptance and hope this day. We give thanks, forgiving God, for the assurance of your love, the constancy of your care, and the immensity of your grace, which tells us we are forgiven this day and all days. On this day, when we look to the example of Jesus, his earthly life, and the promise of eternity in his love, we ask for strength and boldness for the journey that we are all on, seeking to know him better, to follow him more faithfully, whatever the earthly reward may or may not be. Amen.
Jeremiah 23, verses 1 to 6, the righteous branch. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will rise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Saviour. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the Chosen One. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him which read, This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so let it be. Amen. So here we are at the end of another church year. Next Sunday sees us at the beginning of Advent and lighting the first of the Advent candles. Today, the last Sunday of the year, is often called Christ the King Sunday. And maybe there's a sense in which we might think, are the readings not a wee bit inappropriate for the time of year? Are they not more Easter readings as we think of Jesus, King of the Jews, hanging on a cross? That might seem strange to us. Maybe thinking about kings and kingdoms seem strange to us who for over 70 years have known a queen rather than a king, and only recently, of course, hearing and knowing of mention of the king. And well, if you've ever been invited to stand for the loyal toast, it sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? The king, the king. Today we think of what it means that Jesus is the King of Kings. What might it mean to celebrate Christ the King Sunday? To celebrate the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ, a reign in a kingdom where the values of love and justice and peace and all God's good gifts are paramount. And we set that against the worldly empires where there's violence and hatred and intolerance and so much that is not good. This Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year, the Sunday before Advent, is a Sunday that's sometimes called Stir Up Sunday. So called because of a traditional prayer, a traditional collect for the day that begins, Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people. And some have also seen it, and it's really quite an ancient tradition that it is the time to stir up the Christmas pudding, to begin our preparations through Advent and towards Christmas time. I wonder if there's a sense in which we need to stir up the church in not just the midst of our own internal struggles and decline and all the change that is going on, but in the midst of all that is happening in the world, climate change. Have you noticed it's been quite a mild November? Very changed patterns that we are seeing. There's the polarising politics all around in our own land and elsewhere. As we emerge from pandemic, so much going on, the cost of living crisis, fuel poverty, a sense of nationalism. And, well, you know, there's a sense in which every generation has seen those troubles and those issues. Those words we heard from the prophet Jeremiah, have the lament, "You haven't taken care of my people." We sometimes talk about speaking truth to power and to challenge some of the injustices in the world. And yet there is a sense in which power, when it is rightly used, is a power that we use to bring in and usher in God's truth and God's kingdom. Power is ours within the kingdom of God. And we shouldn't shy away from that. I think sometimes we think that power can only be used as an influence for something that is not good. We have the power of God. We are called to be citizens of the kingdom. We are called to be citizens of the kingdom. Not individually. It's not about me. Not me, 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 although that's so often the way of the world. The kingdom values are about we and what we can do together to make the world the place that God intended it to be. There might be the temptation to invite you to reflect on what you have done or could be doing to reflect those kingdom values in the world. But maybe rather than go down that route, let's affirm the things that we are doing that are celebrating that sense of community and our togetherness. And over recent years, I think we've seen so much of that as communities have pulled together around and through the COVID lockdowns, and the little actions celebrating our shared humanity, our shared dwelling within the kingdom of God has been so important. In the phone calls, the going that little extra mile, helping a neighbour, picking up a prescription, doing some shopping, whatever it has been. And I hope that as we emerge from these difficult COVID times, that we haven't forgotten something of that sense of community. And maybe we continue with that as we support one another in the cost of living crisis. These are ways in which we serve our King, Christ the King. A serious business for us as the Christian church. Great expectations and demand can be placed upon us. And yet often the most loving are the simple things when we live out who God wants us to be. Not counting the cost or looking for any reward, simply knowing that we are children of God, baptized into the kingdom. Today, on this Christ the King Sunday, I will be doing something that I haven't done for a number of years, and there will be a baptism as we welcome a young one into that family, into the kingdom, into the Church of Jesus Christ. And maybe as we think on what it means that Christ is King, that we are citizens of the kingdom, might be an opportunity for those of us who are baptized to reflect upon that. What does it mean that we are baptized daughters and sons of God, citizens of the kingdom of heaven? And then all those things, simply the good things, flow out of who we are, not out of any sense of duty or coercion, not forced, what we must do to keep in with God, but living out our part, caught up in God's covenant of peace and love and justice for the world. And when the things that are just and right and true and loving and kind, when those are the things that are being done, we know that they are of God. Next week, we begin our Advent journey towards the arrival of a king foretold by prophets, among them Jeremiah. A time will come when I will bring forth a king from the line of David. We are invited to be a part of ushering in the kingdom of God. Good news for all the nations. Good news for us together. Good news for each one, for you, for me, for you, for her, for him. Christ the King Sunday. Together, we are called to be citizens, citizens of the kingdom, following the King of Kings. Amen. And may God bless these thoughts in our lives.
Let us pray. God of all hope, we come this day carrying with us the pains and burdens, joys and triumphs of the week gone by, as well as the worries and the hopes for the week that is before us. We come, therefore, with prayers for others and ourselves. In a world where injustice is the daily experience of so many, we pray for hope. We pray that your kingdom would be an example for all those, whoever and wherever they are, who are tasked with governance. Guide all people towards truth and justice, whatever the personal cost may be, in the knowledge that this is what you call us to do for your glory and the benefit of all your people. In a time where our communities struggle with rising costs and ever more social isolation, we pray for unity, for all to recognise the unique and wonderful people who surround them, and that we may all accept and rejoice in the variety of your wondrous creation that is called to work together for the good of all. As our churches continue to search for their place in a changed and changing society, We pray for the wisdom to follow your teaching, to hear your Son, to lean on your Holy Spirit for guidance, and the reassurance that yours is the message which must be shared, and one that the world is so in need of. We bring our prayers of our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring our offerings. We bring our gifts to the King of Kings. All that we have, all that we are, all that in God's goodness we are yet to be, we offer. And we bring all our praying together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory
forever.
Amen. And so as our worship ends, may you continue to know God's presence and blessing and comfort from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit with you today and always. Amen.